properly and thoroughly. But, you know, Od Chazon LaMoed to fill in a lot of the details, but I think the details are really, really important. So the shiur that we had on Monday, and a few questions that elaborated on Tuesday, I was trying to explain that three different perspectives on the relationship between Matzah and Kol Pesach, right? The Sefer Mitzvah Sajigon, the view that there are two completely different dinim in Matzah, and my own suggestion, based on the language of the Rambam and I think some of the dinim, and very much inspired by some of the ha'aros of Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo, as well as some of the ha'aros, as I add, in, of the Netziv, which is that matzah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, bein bezman hamikdash bein bezman hazeh, but that the nature of Korban Pesach is so overshadowing and so eclipsing, casts such a giant shadow, that part of the story of Korban Pesach is its ability to relegate matzah in certain respects to a peripheral role, notwithstanding its b'fnei atzma. The fact that maror, in other words, is always tafel, is one impressive element in Korban Pesach. The fact that matzah, otherwise independent, and assuming a greater role in absence of Korban Pesach, ends up being somewhat, albeit less, tafel than maror, but somewhat tafel still to Korban Pesach, again, is a tremendous testimony to Korban Pesach's, you know, impact. And the reason this is so is because Korban Pesach, as reflected by its rule-breaking status, things that we've spoken about in other years, I would say is a Korban of Emuna. Historically, Ad Sheishkutu Lelohem Be'ineihem, again, especially when you consider Klal Yisrael's actual, and especially their psychological status at that time, right? They were still in Abdus, right? There was no concrete evidence of a Geula. And more than that, we know, especially thanks to the Ibn Ezra, right, that even when they're actually, when they actually underwent or experienced a Geula Shalema, a Geula, you know, Nisit, a Geula like no other Geula, Tzias Mitzrayim, that even then, right, the psyche of slavery is something which remained very much part of their collective or national persona. Right, that's Ibn Ezra's famous explanation, you know, why another reason why they had to die out of the Midbar. Right, it was heightened or highlighted by the chataim of the Egel and the Meraglim and so on, but it reflected that they weren't ready. And especially their response, their panic, in the context of Kriyas Yamsuf, whereas Ibn Ezra points out, you know, when they look back, you know, despite all the miracles, they still saw, you know, their masters trying to reassert control over them. So when you consider that and how deep rooted that had to be to persist, even in the immediate right context, hi. Even in the immediate context of the miracles of Tzias Mitzrayim, when you consider all of that, it becomes particularly impressive, right, that they were able to muster this level of commitment and emuna of Shkitas Korban Pesach, and to muster it days before anything was even predicted to happen, and the, you know, spreading of the dam and the mashko for the mezuzah. And, you know, b'damaya chayi, b'damaya chayi. So this was a moment of faith, and a moment also which established Klal Yisrael as a unit. Again, the Korban Pesach is based on family units. It's brought b'kenufya, right? That's enough to make it a Korban Tzibur. Normally, Korban Tzibur is a real Korban Tzibur. Interesting. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo suggests that Bikurim is a kind of Korban Tzibur b'kenufya like the Korban Pesach, which ties Mikra Bikurim and Tzias Mitzrayim together. You know, there are many, many indications of that, but not for now. But typically, the idea that of a Korban Tzibur based on Kenufia is a strange idea. Right? Everybody bring a Korban at the same time. That makes it a Korban Tzibur. It isn't a full Korban Tzibur, but it's a Korban Tzibur legabe many of the dinim, Betumah, Beshabbos, many of the other aspects as well. But I think that it's the perfect way of formulating the Korban Pesach, because that's what it was, right? It was the Korban which brought together individuals and family units and established them as a Tzibur. And there's a lot of rayas that that's exactly what it is, and that's why the requirements that don't apply to any other Korban, you know, expansions and limitations, reflect the Emunah element and the Tzibur element. And therefore, the ability to eclipse even matzah b'fnei atzma and to create a component which is just a tafel. Where do we have halachic components that are just tefillin? We have, but rare. All this reflects just how overwhelming Korban Pesach was. What I was trying to suggest the other day was that it's Chag HaMatzos, because the theme of chametz and matzah and what you do with cheirus and how cheirus integrates into Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim. It's curious to see sometimes an expression of Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim that Rav used to say in the name of Reb Chaim. That's why it's, you know, included in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, doesn't have its own mitzvah. But how that happens, that's the story of chametz and matzah. That's how you take, you know, liberation or cheirus, and, you know, through shmira and a very, you know, clear parameters, right? You gear up, you know, for the next stage, namely Maimon Har Sinai, Matan Torah. That's the story of matzah and of chametz. But the yisod, before you get to that part of it, of the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs and the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, is the Emunah. It's the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is on the Yud Daled, and this is, of course, the Chag of Tesvav. But on Yud Daled, into the evening of Tesvav, Korban Pesach has this eclipsing role, even vis-a-vis matzah for that reason, and a lot of the Ha'aros of the Netziv, I think could be, he doesn't explain it this way, but I think could be understood in this way. So one of the phenomena which I think expresses this is a very enigmatic or elusive, mysterious phenomenon in the Seder night, and especially in the Avodah, and that I alluded to the other day, and that is the Chagiga Sedalit. So it's a big, big topic, but I just want to hit on particularly the Rambam's view, because we were talking about this as the Rambam's view. But in order to do that, a little bit of background. So what do I mean about the Chagiga Sedalit being elusive, enigmatic, mysterious? Just very quickly, and again, I'm just going to give you the bullets. And again, Od Chazal Nemoed, like anything else, it's much better if you can all flesh out all the details. But I don't have time. Let's start with Torah Shebichtav. We all know that there's something called the Chagiga, or let's start with the Seder night. There's something called Chagiga Sedalit. The Mishnah says in Imsachim, Dafka Fidalit Amin Aleph, that they're the V and the fun of, that's when the Mishnah, you know, basically mirrors the Haggadah, instructs us, you know, for the order. So, the V and the fun of all sorts of things, you know, matzah and maror, and, you know, to Yerakos, right, the maror, the karpas, right? And then, we're also told that Mivi and the fun of Shnei Tavshilim. The Gemara, and then the Mishnah concludes that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they brought keves, atzmo shel keves shel Pesach. Right? Yeah. So the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yudalet Amud Beis, elaborating on that, tells us that this is a... What are these Shnei Tavshilin? What do they correspond to? So the Gemara says, Gemara discusses what it can be. It's also interesting. But what is it? One for the Korban Pesach, we know about that. The other one for the Korban Chagiga. So on our Seder plate, we have this Chagiga, which is pretty prominent. But what is it? right? Then later on, the Gemara has the bracha of Asher Galanu, right? Here on Kufta Zayinu with base in the Mishnah. Asher Galanu v'golas avaseinu v'lo yachosem Rabbi Kiva said, Kena Hashem v'lokeinu v'lokei avaseinu yagienu l'moadim v'l'galim acherim ha'boim l'karsenu l'shalom smechim divinya nirecha v'sasim v'vavodasecha v'nochal sham. All sorts of girsos. Min ha'psachim, min ha'zvachim, min ha'zvachim, min ha'psachim. Right? Ad Go'al Yisrael. So there's Machlok, so we've shown him how to interpret this. Again, details for another time. Shibali Aleket, and some of the other Mepharshim on the Haggadah. Right? What is the Zvachim here? Is this a general reference to Korban Pesach and other Korbanos, like we're taking a pause instead of focusing just on the Seder night? We're saying, oh, you know, we, alas, you know, we don't have a Mikdash. We look forward to the time that I'm going to do Korban Pesach but other Korbanos. That's what some Rishonim interpreted. Many interpret that this is a reference, once again, to the Chagiga. In the bracha of Asher Galanu. Some people think the bracha of Asher Galanu is the bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not everybody thinks that. Some people think that. Certainly a very prominent bracha. Another reference to this Chagiga. Later on, the Mishnah has another discussion. Right, Kufka Aleph Amud Aleph, Birech Birchas HaPesach, Patar Shel Zevach, Birch Shel Zevach, Lo Patar Shel Pesach, Machokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Very suggestive. Again, we're not going to go into details. Interesting Yerushalmi. What is the relationship between the brachos of the Pesach and the Chagiga? So in Perek Arvei Pesachim, in the context of discussing the Seder night, right, there are several prominent references, and in our actual practice, prominent references to this Chagiga. Okay, what's wrong with that? What's so unusual about that? What's unusual about it is that basically, if you look at Torah Shebichsav, starting with that, there's no explicit pasuk that establishes that there is such a thing. Chagigas Yudal. The Gemara and the Medrash Halacha, in a few places, especially in Devarim, is Medayik in the Psukim, right? And these Diyukim are based on Mesoras, because you couldn't be Medayik on your own, these Diyukim, that the Psukim make reference, right, that says, Tzonu Bakar, you can't bring Korban Pesach Bakar. So what's the Bakar? Chagigas Yadav. Or Layalin, right, Minabasar, you know, Chaga Pesach, Zeva Chaga Pesach, right, Zevach Chag is Chagiga, Pesach is Pesach, or another pasuk, Yalim and Abasar, Ad Boker, that it's Boker Hasheni, so that can't be the Korban Pesach. In other words, if you know the halachos and you have a certain Mesorah, then in some of the psukim in Torah Shebichsav, there is a remez to an institution called Chagigas Yedalad. But if you ask me, the fact that it is not explicit is very interesting, very intriguing. Again, we can never know these things. We can only speculate, right? But it's certainly something to think about and to wonder about. If there really is a din of Chagigas Yadalid, why only such oblique agav references? And the references are all in the context of Korban Pesach, practically all in the context of Korban Pesach, some of them very much so. And usually, oh, don't leave it over. It's not so much a focus on it as on acknowledging kind of it as a reality alongside the reality of the Korban Pesach, which gets a lot of psukim. Now again, let's also remember that Torah Shebichsav is not particularly interested in saving ink or parchment when it comes to the matters of Korban Pesach or Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have a lot of psukim that seem to overlap a lot. There's a lot of psukim about Korban Pesach. A lot of psukim about chametz, a lot of psukim about matzah. Again and again, there's some psukim about matzah, which, you know, sounds like there's shivas yamim of matzah, and there isn't even such a chiyuv, and it sounds that way in the psukim. Chametz, matzah, chametz, you know, the reversed order. Sa'or, bal yirah, bal yimatzeh, you know, and korban pesach, right? Zos chukas ha-pesach, several parshios of korban pesach, and then you have pesach sheni. So Torah couldn't, like, put us out of our misery or out of our suffix. And if there's a din of chagigas yadal, it could make it a little more clear. It's a little strange. According to the interpretation of Rashi, chachamahu hu omer maha edus achukim hamishpatim. What is that question exactly? So Rashi says, the Chacham wants to know, how come we eat the Chagigas Yudalid prior to eating the Korban Pesach? Oh, that's what those words mean. Wow, pretty prominent, right? And what's the answer? We'll get to the answer in a second. Maybe it has to do with Kedei Sova, which we'll get to. The Chassam Sofer says that the final words that we say, you know, in the context of the Haggadah, or that we sing, you know, Chad Gadja, Chad Gadja, right? So, right, some people are very, very into the Chagadja. I mean, the Gra is a whole parish about Chagadja. Anyway, some Sofer says, Chagadja, Chagadja, or Chagadja, Chagadja, right, or Chagadja, Chagadja. Also depends, like, what tune you use, maybe. According to some Sofer, the two Gadjas are the Chagigas Yudalid and the Korban Pesach. Okay. So, like, what's going on? Very, very, very prominent and very, very enigmatic and elusive. Again, the fact that it's elusive is responsible for the fact that, as we'll see in just a moment, that a goodly number of the Rishonim are the opinion that the whole thing doesn't even exist, Oraisa. It's only Drabanan. What they do with the Psukim, I'll get to in a second, they obviously think Dar Cholkim. But Lahalacha, most of the Bali Tosis are of the opinion that Chagigas Yadalit is a Dindra Abana, which is remarkable given the role that it plays. You couldn't say it if the Psukim were explicit, obviously. But if we don't think it's Drabanan, so what is it? And what does the phrase Chagiga signify here? Typically, a Chagiga is something that we know is connected to the Gimel Regalim. The Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga says that the Chagiga, the typical Chagiga, right, is connected to Simchas HaRegel and to the Kedushas HaYom of the Regel. Okay. In Sefer Mitzvos, actually, he emphasizes it more as like a korban that is brought in the context of Aliyah LaRegel. It's a little strange because normally that's what we think, you know, is the Korban Re'iyah. So it's like, there he presents as a permutation that is different than, but similar to Korban Re'iyah. But in Hilchos Chagiga, which comes right after Hilchos Korban Pesach, by the way, it's presented more in terms of Simchas HaChag and Kedushas HaYom of the Chag, and so on. What does this have to do with Yom Yadalid, right? Chagigas Yadalid, where there is no formal Yom Tov, right? Which is what I alluded to the other day, and part of what, obviously, I'm going to try to develop. Let me just mention another Rambam, and then we'll... The Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov discusses the issue that comes up in the beginning of Arvei Psachim and the beginning of Mokom Shenoagu, and that is, what is the appropriate behavior? If people have to go, by the way, that's fine. We'll just take another few minutes because, right? We're not going to see each other for a few more weeks, so. But whoever has to leave, I'll assume, or I won't know whether you're boycotting and protesting, or you just have to, like, go to a class. Is there classes today? Oh. Okay. So whoever really has to go is fine. I'm going to take a few more minutes. The Rambam in Perek Ches, Sichos Yom Tov, Halacha Yud Zayin, talks about the issue that the Gemara has discussed, namely, what is proper conduct for Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov? So typically, the Gemaras in Arvei Psachim tell us that La'achar Mincha, you're supposed to curtail your eating and your work, prepare for the Yom Tov, prepare for Shabbos. However, when it comes to Erev Pesach, the timing is at Chatzos, and it seems like it's a much more severe prohibition. And the Gemaras don't explain exactly why. Yerushalmi connects it to, you know, the mamados of standing and you know, and waiting for the Korban Pesach. It sounds like a Dindra Abanan, something like that. Tosis, in the beginning of Mokom Shenoagu, quotes as Yerushalmi. The Bavli doesn't say anything. Rashi says it's, oh, you have to get ready, make sure there's no chametz, burn the chametz, make the kneidlach. We're not, as a, or let's say, make the karosa, it's probably a safer thing to say. Fine. Look at the Rambam says. Also, latzos melacha barba yom tov min amin kol amala, kama arba shabbosos. Kol osa melacha, ina roa simen bracha liyom. That's regular Shabbos yom. Begar in bo matbi umevatlin osa mal karka. Avalein makin osa makas mardus, vein tzar klomar in menadin osa. Okay? Chutz me erev Pesach, archa chatzos, she osa ba melacha archa chatzos menadin osa, ein tzar klomar shemakin osa makas mardus, im lo niduhu. Lefisha yom yudalid benisan, Eino kashar arva yom tovim. Right, you can hear the drum beat. What's it going to be? Right? Mipnei sheyesh bo chagiga ushchitas karban. Wow. Doesn't say that in the Gemaras. That's a Rambam. What does that even mean? But let's connect it to another Rambam. Lefikach, yom yudalid, osir batzias malacha, midibre sofrim, kimo cholo shomoed. Wow. Then he says, ah, v'ukal michol shomoed. Right? Lo tzrichim lahagzim. But when the Rambam does that, it means he wants to make the point forcefully, and then he has to curtail it, lemaisa. But conceptually, he wants you to understand what he's saying. What is the chol shomoed? If you look at Perek Zayin, Nochos Yom Tov, Halacha Aleph, also very important, chol shomoed afa bishalo nemar bo shabbason ho v'nikra mikra kodesh, Hairuzman chagiga b'mikdash. Ah. Again, right? That's the real chagiga. Hairuzman chagiga b'mikdash. Asur ba'asiyas malacha kadeh shaliyah kashar yimei achol shem ben kedusha kla. Osa malacha asura makan osa makas mardus she yisur midivrei sofrim below kol malacha savod asur ba'atzoa. The Rambam's view of chol hamoed is that it's not a straight drabanan. It's connected to chagiga. It's a kiyum daraisa. It isn't yom tov, but it's not chol. There's some sort of mixas kedushas hayom, and that's what he's comparing Erev Pesach. In both cases, he's connecting it to the Zman HaChagiga. This is the real Chagiga, and the Pesach, the Chagiga of Yada. So, wow. What's going on here? So let me take a step back, just to show you how much more mechudash this really is, but also, I think, much more important it is. So the main sugya here, and again, I feel badly because the details are important. The Mishnah here on Samech Tesom Beis says, "Emasai maybe chagiga imo, b'zman shuba b'chol b'tara b'muat, u'b'zman shuba b'shabbos b'mruba b'tuma, ein mevi'en imo chagiga." Then the Mishnah concludes, "Chagiga isaba min atzom min abakar min akvasim min aizim min azkar min anakevos nechelos l'shneyamim v'layla echa." A very remarkable Mishnah. The Reisha and a Seifa. Both are important. The Reisha says that you don't bring Korban Chagiga, or seems to say you don't bring Korban Chagiga every year. You only bring it under certain circumstances. It's got to be Chol, Tahara, and Muat. Muat means that the port, well, let's say, the way the Bali Tosis, the way most Rishonim interpret Muat, the portion of Korban Pesach that you have is small. The Rikurkus says that the Rambam doesn't read it that way. What he meant is, what the Rambam thinks, it depends how many Korbanos Pesach are being Nikrav in the Mikdash, and if there aren't so many, then you can bring, then you have to bring the Korban Chagiga. But if there are too many Korban Pesachs being brought, then you shouldn't. That is a diuk of the Marikurkus. I think it's a correct diuk in the Rambam. As we'll get to the Rambam in a minute. This is, of course, extremely perplexing. Is this Chagiga Sedala de Chiyu or not? Then the Sefer of the Mishnah says, and by the way, right, it's different than Korban Pesach in certain respects. The time frame, it's also Min HaBakar, Min HaNekevos. Fine. So the Gemara gets right to it. The Gemara says, number one, the Mishnah doesn't ever say you have to bring the Korban Chagiga. It just says, like, and when do you bring the Korban Chagiga? Like the Psukim, it's like an understood, and we'll take it from there. But also like the psukim, right, the details of when you're obligated to bring this are shocking. Let me mention the other shita. The Rush quotes the Smak, and others, right, who are of the opinion that really, really this Mishnah doesn't mean what it says. The Mishnah only means that you would bring a chagiga on Yud Dalid only in these conditions. Otherwise, you'd prepare the chagiga for Yud Gimel, since it wasn't going to be Mechal Shabbos or Tumah or whatever. So, and then there's a whole discussion, well, can you do that? Can you leave it over? You might have been able to leave over the Korban Pesach. It's Leilos, it's Yomim, it's Yomim, it's Leilos. The Rush in Al-Atar on Kuf Yud Dalid Amud Beis has this whole discussion. Why does he have this whole discussion on Kuf Yud Dalid Amud Beis? Quotes Rabbi Yaakov Mi'Orleon, who rejects this completely, but this is the view of Rabbi Yitzchak Mikorvil, the Smak, and others. Why is it quoted on Kuf Yud Dalid Amud Beis? Tosis on Kuf Yud Dalid Amud Beis and the Rush raise the following point. If you don't bring the Chagiga Yud Dalid on Erev Pesach, or Yom Yud Dalid Shechalios B'Shabbos, so maybe when you have a Seder on Motzai Shabbos, you shouldn't have Shtei Tavshilin. Right? So Tosa says, you're right fundamentally, but you know, what's a big deal? If you don't have it this year, you won't have it next year. You have to weigh that against the Beis HaMikdash getting built, you know, in a few months. And people saying, oh, we ate the Shnei Tavshilim in our Seder plate, so on coming Pesach, even if it's Shabbos, we're going to do it. Okay. That's the discussion. By the way, the Rambam also says, Shnei Tavshilim in Perek Ches Sukkos Chametzamatzah Halacha Aleph. And he doesn't qualify that it depends on the year. The bracha I mentioned, Asher Galanu, right? Megala Vaseinu, Psachim Imenazvachim. So some people, you know, suggest again that if it's Motzai Shabbos, either you switch the order or you should be Mamait Vizvachim. An interesting question. Yes or no? So that's Rabbi Yaakov Mi'Orleon. I'm sorry, that's what the Smak and others said. Apparently everybody agrees that every year we have a Chagiga. Now the question is, do you bring it on Yud Dalid with the Korban Pesach or earlier? But that's a Shitas Yachid, and the Rush and Rabbi Yaakov Mi'Orleon, they reject it. So the question is, according to the mainstream, like, what is this? What is this thing? So the Gemara says, right? Omer Avashi, Shema Minach, Chagigas Yudalid, Lav Chovahi. Disokadait the Chovahi, Tesi B'Shabbos, Tesi B'Meruba, Tesi B'Tuma, Ubemuat. I'm sorry, Ubetuma, period. So then the Gemara says, Ubemuat, Mia Maitama, Asya. Kedetanya chagiga bama pesach necheles tchila kedeshe pesach nechal ala sova. So this is a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says exactly this. Like, how could you have this chagiga and it's not really a chiyuv? Right? You should bring it on Shabbos because it's Yudalid and it's, you know, kavua lozman. Right? You should bring a betumah for that reason. Muat, meruba. What do these categories ever matter in a korban? So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. It's not a chova. Again, according to those smak and those, it's not a chova on your dalid. You can bring it on your gimel. Okay. The pasha is not a chova. Because otherwise these phenomena would not be correct. So the Bali Tosis, again, without trying to make it short, Bali Tosis here, basically say, what the Gemara means is a din drabana. And the Gemara in Chagiga says it's not midaraisa. Here the Gemara says ain't a chova. Tosa says klomar, it's midrabana. And later on Tosa says it. Look in chagiga, and af what is it? Zayin amud beis, kasam and aleph. The Gemara says midaraisa. There's no. You don't bring it midaraisa. Tosa says it's a dindrabanan. Why do you even bring it? Because the Gemara says. Then the next line of the Gemara. Gemara says bimbuat mia maitama asya. So that the Pesach can be Nechal ala sova. Tosis goes further. Tosis says, Pesach being Nechal ala sova is also did Rabbanan. Shema Yishbar asa etzem, it'll be so ravenous, you know, you haven't eaten all day, right? There's this little piece of Korban Pesach, you're going to, you know, eat it and you're going to break the bones. Obviously, Shvira Satsam is a sufficiently significant Iser, something which is apparently antithetical to the nature of Korban Pesach as a Korban of Cherus, as a Korban of Amunah, right, which needs to be done with dignity and savored and so on, that you have a double drabanan gzera, right? Sova, and to protect sova, chagigas yadalid. And now you understand, tharchova, you're not going to bring it on a Shabbos or betumah, and it's also going to only be brought if people are going to wolf down their carbon pesach, but not b'meruba. That's Tosa's view. So Tosa says, aye, but if that's the case, then how? What do you do with these psukim that they, some of the Gemara's quote about lo yalid? Tosa says, you're right. There's a machlokas tanoi. The people who think, this is what Tosa says on Ayin Abadal. The people think chagigas yadalad is minat Torah and it's merumas and those psukim. They don't agree with the Mishnah. They don't think that it's limited to chol, or that it's limited to tahara, or it's limited to mua. They think it's a regular carbon chagiga. However, we don't paskin like them. We paskin like this Mishnah. So it's all drabanan. Then Tosa says, if that's the case, you can understand the Gemara in Nun Tesamid Beis, which seems to say chagiga is brought on Shabbos. Bali Tosa on Nun Tesamid Beis have a different answer. Tosa says, oh, because that's the other mandamrim. For example, the Gemara on Ayin Amin Aleph, the Gemara says, oh, you don't bring the chagiga and the time frame of the Pesach, and you could bring it from Bakar. That's against Ben Tema. Ben Tema darshened and learned that the Chagiga is like the Pesach. The Chagiga Siyudalid Yotzeba Mishum. Oh, here he says, sorry. Nechelas Shneyami, Masisid Loke Ben Tema, Tani Ben Tema, Omer Chagiga Bama Pesach, Reuke Pesach. Ben Nechelas Aliyom, Velaila, the Chagiga Tesvav Nechelas Shneyami, Velaila Echad. Chagigas Arbasar Yotzeba Mishum Simcha, and Yotzeb Mishum Chagiga. This is an important line, which I'll spend another few minutes, we'll just get to it. Ben Tema said, you can't use Chagigas Yudalad for the Chagiga of Yom Tov. Why would you think you could? It's Yudalad. Maybe like, I'll suggest, you know, Shemini Atzeres is a Chag B'fnei Atzma, but you bid the Abed could bring the Korban Chagiga till Shemini Atzeres, right? My tam de ben tema, because it says, v'lo yolun naboker zeva chag ha-pesach. Zeva chag ze chagiga, ha-pesach kimashmo. Now there is a daya on Ayin Amud Beis, Dursoy and his son, they became convinced that you should bring chagiga sedalet on the Shabbos. You know, they made their case. No one listened to them. So they said, we've had it. We're done. They banged on the table. They said, we're moving south. Literally. The Gemara says that Dursoy piresh ladarom with his son, and he said, Shmayin of Talion, you're going to have to answer to Eliyahu Hanavi when he comes, when he asks you, how come you weren't being makar of Korban Chagiga B'Shabbos? He said, and I'd like to see what you say. So then the Gemara says, well, what do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say, what, we have to answer every guy who's poresh, you know, ladarom? Okay, I'll tell you what we have to say. And then they explain it. Anyway, it's true that Dursoy and his son thought that the Chagiga comes on Shabbos. But there's no evidence that Ben Tema thinks Chagiga is brought on Shabbos. But the Bali Tosas, here at least, assume, and also in the other places, that anybody who holds that Chagiga Sidalit is Doraisa, holds that it will be brought to Shabbos, the Meruba, and Betum. The Rush actually has a kind of an in-between Shita, and Tosas on Nun Testament base also implies otherwise, that maybe not b'Shabbos. Rosh says, it's not b'mo'ado. Okay. The basic idea that I want to develop is that for Bali Tosis, there are mostly, with the one exception, Tosin and Tessin based on the Rosh, two extremes. Either you believe that Chagigas Yudalid is a Dindoraisa, in which trace it's treated like a regular Korban, or you think, like the Mishnah, that it has these limitations, and then you think the whole thing is a din drabanan to prop up sova, which props up shviras etc. However, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos here on Ayin Amud Beis makes it clear that he doesn't interpret ein chova that it's drabanan. He says ein chova means it's a rishos, and that's what he says in Perik Yud Hilchos Korban Pesach Halacha Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. The Rambam says very clearly. And the Rambam quotes Psukim about Chagigas Yadalid all over the place. In Perek Al Yud, Halacha Yud Beit, Kishe Makrivin is a Pesach Perishon, Makrivin Yimoshlamim, Biyom Yadalid, Min HaBakar O Min HaTzon. Vizuya nikras chagigas yadalid, al zen namar batorah vizavachta pesach lashem alokecha tzonu bakar, emasai bizman shubo b'chol b'tar b'mua, avlim chol b'yom yadalid, lios b'shabbis, o b'tuma, o shayu apsachim merubim, that's the rekorkus's diuk. It has nothing to do with the portions. It has to do with how many psachim are being nikrav. Ein mevi'in imo chagiga vein makriven ala psachim bilvad. Then he adds, chagiga siyadalad rishos vein achova. The Gemara says in chagiga eina midoraisa. There are two Gemaras. One says eina midoraisa, the other says eina chova. Bali Tosa said eina chova, i.e. eina midoraisa. The Rambam obviously said eina midoraisa, i.e. eina chova midoraisa. It's a kiyum and a rishos. It's daraisa when it applies. Wow. Behina chelas l'shnei yom v'layla echad kikol zivchei shlamim osa l'haniach mi basar chagigas yedalad liyom shlishi shenemer v'lo yolim in abasar shetizubak b'r yom arishon laboker mi pi ha-shmul lomda shizu azar l'meniach basar chagigas yedalad liyom shisha asar it's boker sheni. Clearly the Rambam holds the psukim are daraisa and the dinim. What's going on? What does it mean that it's Rishus and not a Chovah? In Perek Ches, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam also makes it clear, Mitzvah min amuvkor lechol basar pesach achila sova. By the way, the Rambam doesn't think that, I mentioned this the other day, that achila sova has to do with the Rishalmi's Shviras Etzem. He doesn't think achila sova is Drabanan, he doesn't think it's connected. The Rambam speaks about Shviras Etzem in Perek Yud, Hilchos Korban Pesach, from Halacha Aleph to like Yud. The halach of sova appears in Parak Ches, halach of gimel, mitzvah amuvchar lechol basar pesach achila sova. The mechilta that we quoted on Monday, that the Rambam quotes in Sefer Mitzvos, which is sova applies to korban pesach, not to matzah marar, clearly indicates that it has nothing to do, sanadid rabbanan. It's a shir in the chashivus of the korban pesach. There's nothing to do with shviras hatzamos, right? Lefikach, though, says the Rambam, Im hikriv shalmi chagiga biyodaled ocho mehen tchila v'yachkach ocho basra pesach kidei luzboa mimenu. Notice what the Rambam did. And the Rambam is problematic. The Gemara said, well, if you have all these limits, why do you even bother to bring it? And the Gemara says, kidei lecho besova. But what the Gemara quotes, kidei lecho besova, they're quoting from the Tosefta. The Tosefta doesn't say that's the reason we bring chagiga. Tosefta says that's the reason when you have a chagiga that you eat it before the pesach. That's the answer for Rashi's version of the Chacham's question. What the Rambam did was go back to the Tosefta. If you look at Tosefta, this is, the Rambam speaks about the relationship between the Chagiga and the Korban Pesach. And he mentions five things, seven things. The third, the middle one, is, oh, and you should eat the Chagiga before the Korban Pesach. That's the Tosefta. Tosefta says nothing about the reason why we bring the Chagiga. The Gemara does. I don't know if the Rambam didn't have that girsa or he felt it was globally overridden by other things. But if you look at the Rambam here, all he's quoting is a Tosefta about, he says, oh, there's a din of sova, and therefore when there is a chagiga, this is the order. He doesn't say, and therefore that's why we have the chagiga. Right? So clearly in Perek Ches, in Perek Yud, the Rambam in the Koteret to Korban Pesach mentions that you can't be lon, you can't leave over the Korban Pesach, and you can't leave over the chagiga. And he has it in Sefer Mitzvos as well. Right? The Rambam has Shalotolin Emurav, Lecho Basar Pesach, and so on. Shaloyashir Mimenu Laboker, Shaloyashir Mi Pesach Sheni Laboker, Shaloyashir Mi Basar Chagigas Yadalid, Ad Yom Shlishi. And that's in Sefer Mitzvos, Kuf Yud Ches. Even though there's a general Isra of Lina, the Rambam has a special Isra Lina for Korban Pesach and a special Isra Lina for Chagiga. In Perek Dalet, Hilchos Korban Pesach, Halacha Vav, the Rambam speaks about Minuyim for the Chagiga. That's what he implies. Based on the Gemara in Pesachim, not clear that we paskin like that Gemara. Maybe it's only according to Ben Tema. Rambam speaks about a Minuy for the Chagiga. Moreover, the Gemara says in Chagiga, that's what they're referring to, that the Gemara says in Chagiga like this, that there's a debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai about Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, whether or not you can use Maaser Sheni, let's say most Maaser Sheni, to buy the Chagiga. Okay? So the Gemara says, why are you zeroing in on Yontav Rishon Shal Pesach? The Gemara says, Lafuke Chagigas Yadalid, since it's not Midaraisa, so that's obvious. That you could bring it from whatever you want. So the Rambam, in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, says the following. I'm going to wrap it up another 2 or 3 minutes. Rambam says, Kvar bi'anu b'psachim, shechagigas yadaled rishus. Same Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis, Tilchus Korban Pesach. But then he says, Lefikach, ein adam yotze bo yidei chovas chagiga, avol yotze bo yidei chovas simcha. You can't use chagigas yadaled for the chagigas achag, tezvav, because it's only a rishus, right? But you could use it for chovas simcha. Says the Ravid, Omer Avram, Eini yodeh mai lefikach, va'osa b'raisa ben tema shona osa. I read it before. An ayinam and aleph, ben tema says everything is like korban pesach. Chagiga is like korban pesach. And one of the things he says is, and therefore you can't use it as the chagigas tezvav. So the Ravid says, yeah, that's according to ben tema. We don't pasuk like ben tema. The sover chagigas yadal and chova yi b'pesach. Aval rabbanan, kivin de rishus yotze ba, af mishum chagiga im hisna leh, lotzeis ba v'shachtav yadalit. The Ravid says, according to ben tema, it's a chiyuv. We paskin, it's a rishus. Is that really true? The Gemara never said that according to ben tema, it's a chiyuv. Bali Tosus think that's true. The Ravid thinks it's true. But according to the Rambam, just because it's daraisa doesn't mean it's a chiyuv. The Rambam holds it's daraisa, it's a chiyuv. Probably the Rambam thought the gap between ben tema and the Rabbanan is just about how much it's a mirror image of the Korban Pesach. But according to ben tema, it's still not a chiyuv. You still wouldn't bring it b'Shabbos, you still wouldn't bring it b'Tumah, you probably still wouldn't bring it the merubah. So when the Gemara says, oh, according to ben tema, you can't use chagigas yadalad for chagigas tezvav, that's not a steer to the Rambam. The Rambam will say, yeah, we don't paskin about everything a ben tema said, but we paskin that. And indeed, if you look at the Tosefta in Psachim, the Tosefta in Psachim, not ben tema, quotes that you can't use chagigas yadalad for chagigas tezvav. I think the Rambam was influenced by the Tosefta. But what's the logic? What's really going on here? All the Mefarshim say, yeah, some of them say that. Because Misha Lecha Misha say already, maybe the Rambam holds that ben tema isn't such a big argument with the Chachamim. Well, they don't say that it's not that it's not a rishus for ben tema. I'm saying that for the Rambam. But they're still puzzled by the lefikach, meaning, had it been a chova, you could use it for chagigas tezvav? Like how and why? But I think maybe what's going on in the Rambam is the following, the way you understood the Gemara. Had chagigas yadalid been a chova, then it would have been like Shmini Atzeres. You'd say, you know what? Really, there are 7 + 1, 8 days of Pesach. The yadalid is separate. It doesn't have full Isra Malacha and so on. Well, Shmini Atzeres is an independent chag too. Right? But that's part of the debate. But maybe Legabe Chagigas, you can have had it been a chova, the chagiga, maybe chagigas yadalid could work for Tesva. But ben tema tells you it's wrong. You know why? Because it highlights by ben tema. Ben tema says that's totally wrong. Because it's a din in Korban Pesach. It's not a din in the yom only. Right? The time frame. It has to be tzli. Right? There might be an Easter of Shvira Setzem. All those dinim. Okay, we don't paskin like ben tema, but the way the Rambam was reading it was as follows. Really, chagigas yadalid is a rishus. Had it been a chova, maybe it would be interchangeable for other chagigas. Because it's a rishus, but it's still a daraisa, it's a kiyum bifnei atzmo, and that's why you can't use it for chagigas tezvav. Even though we don't paskin like ben tema, but ben tema was trying to show that it's a chalos bifnei atzmo. It's not treated like the other chagigas. The Rambam saying, and I also think it's not treated like the other chagigos. Okay, but then the question is, in light of all of this, so what is it? But I think that the answer is very simple. And that is that Korban Pesach, as I said before, has this powerful transformative, it casts this giant shadow, and it has this transformative impact. And the Ad Sheyishutu Eloheim Beineihem establishes that Chatzos, Erev Pesach, even in Chametz Matzah, the Rambam gives outsized, you know, impact to the Zman of the Korban Pesach. The Gemara does already, but the Rambam expands it, even in Chametz Matzah. Meaning, well, I always like to highlight it by the Gra. You know, the Gra has this comment, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Avelos, they say that if you're an Avel, so if you're sitting Shiva, so you should, normally, when it comes to a regular Yom Tov, you sit Shiva until you need to prepare for the Yom Tov, just like Erev Shabbos. However, when it comes to Pesach, the Psak of the Rama is to stop at Chatzos. And the Shach, very upset about it, he says, I don't see any difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkos. What's the difference? So the Gra, in this famous comment, says, very, very succinctly, Kedarko, says, the difference is that the bring of the Korban Pesach on Yud Daled is mentioned right in the beginning of Parsha Samar. Meaning, the Korban Pesach is a kind of quasi-chag. Not the full Iser Malacha, not certain other aspects of it, but it's a Korban Pesach kind of a chag. I mentioned in the past, Rabbi Hananel on Samach Dal and Rav Aleph says that the Hallel of Erev Pesach, of bringing the Korban Pesach, is not a typical Shira la Korban. It's more like a halal on a chag. So what the Rambam understood was that Chagigas Yudalid is a special reflection of the power of the Korban Pesach. Not a reflection of what the day is, but the impact of the Korban Pesach. That's why the psukim are all in the context of the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach generates a holiday, a miktsas holiday. And that is expressed when appropriate, when it's going to be a kiyum in the Korban Pesach, and when there isn't too much counter pressure, like Tumah or Chilul Shabbos, or to use the Rikurkus's idea, right? When it's not going to be al cheshbon, it's not going to compete with the Korban Pesach itself. So then there's something called Chagigas Yadalit to reflect the quasi Yom Tov status created by the Korban Pesach. So that, I think, is why it's so prominent in the Leil HaSeder. And for the Rambam doesn't even address the question, oh, what happens if it's Motzai Shabbos and you wouldn't have had a Chagiga this year? Because the principle behind what the Chagiga represents, right, is an important principle every year, even if you don't bring it. So if that's the case, that's why it has its own Lina, it's connected to Korban Pesach more. I think it also is the reason why it helps Al HaSova, because it enhances the Cheirus and the Amunah part, the savoring aspect of Korban Pesach itself. But, if that's the case, then we can also appreciate what he says in Hilchos Yom Tov, which is that Erev Yom Tov is a kind of a quasi-Kedushas HaYom. It's like Chol HaMoed. Okay, it's less than Chol HaMoed. But what made Chol HaMoed's Isra Malacha? Divrei Sofrim, and not just Drabanan, the Chagiga. And what makes Erev Pesach's special status of almost Chol HaMoed? The Korban Pesach and the Chagiga. So the capacity to kind of manufacture, you know, its own Yom Tov and its own reality, even reflected in its own Chagiga, is something, once again, which is a testament to the power of the Korban Pesach itself. So there's much more to elaborate on, but I want to wish you all a Chag Kasher Sameach, and again, we'll pick up with the Shiur, Shin Yud Vav Reish, in the next Shiur, Shin Yud Vav Ayin Reish, but we'll finish off Matan Manasa Hachzir, and then I want to start with, but quickly, Arei the Kanani, whatever we still have to do on Zion and Chas, we'll try to go a little more quickly, and again, we've made a lot of investment in it. Okay.